Really excited to get Eddie Lacy from Alabama. And with that, we'll take some questions.
You surprised that he just kept falling to you?
A little bit. You never really know what to expect, but a little bit.
Durability must be a big issue that teams are worried about. What do you think there?
He's a big back. He really hasn't missed any time. He's played through whatever he's had, so I don't think it's going to be a concern.
How do you separate out how much was the great offensive line in front of him and how much was him?
Obviously tape, you watch that and you kind of take the different situations he's been put in and watch those. They did have a very, very good offensive line at Alabama, a lot of good players. But he averaged 6-point-something yards in the SEC his whole career. He's a good back. We're really excited to have him.
The fact that he wasn't able to work out at the combine or at his pro day, did that cause any kind of anxiety for you that you weren't able to get a late postseason kind of beat on him?
Well, he actually ended up working out late in the process. John Eric Sullivan, one of our scouts, was there. And, a lot that happens with a lot of players through the draft process. So we go through those things, and it wasn't a concern. It's just kind of part of the process.
Brian, how is he in the pass game, catching and protecting?
Got very good hands. They used him more in the dump-off type of stuff, the screens and the checkdowns, more than they put him into routes. That's just not their offense. But he catches it very, very well. And as a pass blocker, he's 230 pounds. He's able to step in there and stop people when they're coming at him. So, yeah, we felt really good about that, especially with kind of some of the things we do. So.
Is it difficult to scout for an every down back, and do you feel like he could be that guy?
Yeah, we certainly do. He's going to be part of our team, and he's going to, I don't think in the NFL there's a whole lot of that anymore. We've always had a running back by committee. He's going to be part of a good group that we already have, and we're pretty glad to have him.
How would you describe his style of running?
He's got great lateral quickness, great ability to drop his pads in the hole, very powerful guy. He has kind of an uncanny knack to get out of trouble for a guy his size. He's a little bit different maybe than we've had in the past, but he's a really good player. He's been there, been a good player there the whole time, even though he's been behind some really good backs. I think he gives us a little bit of size we haven't had for a while.
How is he under contact, bro?
Really good. I mean, you watch the film, and he rarely goes down with one guy trying to tackle him. More guys have to tackle him. He's kind of got to be gang tackled, and that's intriguing as well.
Did you prefer him to Monty Ball?
I'm sorry?
Would you prefer him to Monty Ball?
We like Monty Ball a lot. We kind of had them, in the same range. We thought they were both very, very good backs. And, we traded down because we had a bunch of numbers up there. And, they're different backs,
Was it a roll of the dice to hoping that Eddie would drop down to you and you guys traded down that you saw Monty go?
Not really. We had multiple numbers up there, so we just kind of felt it was in our best interest to move back. We'd get a good player regardless. So.
Brian, how much did it help to project a player like this coming out of the level of competition in the SEC, a running back like that?
Yeah, I mean, the history of running backs coming to the SEC is pretty good. I mean, those guys tend to make it. He played at a very, very good program. He was very, very well coached and a very similar structure to what he'll have here. So all those things play into it.
Brian, do you think along the way you're going to have to watch his weight? Is that going to be an issue for him?